little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Hey, welcome back, episode 131, Shadow Games Podcast. Man, this weekend was fun as hell. If you guys have seen on our Facebook page, we did put up pictures for Kamikaze 2014. And what?
Pictures.
You put up like 10 of the same pictures. I have to delete most.
Oh my goodness, that was a pain in the butt deleting them all.
Thank you. At least like rest up for a couple of days and then put the ones that you had on there.
I had to look at them. I'm like,
wait.
Which one's better? Exactly the same.
So I was like, this one's grainy, this one's too dark, this one's way too light, this one's pretty good, but yeah, the contrast is too hard. Delete, 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 delete.
And we have one winner out of 10.
Actually, no, that's what it is, because I took about 600 picks, and I put about around
110, something like that.
About 120, 130. I mean, that's the average right there. You get one out of four.
Yeah.
All right.
Unless you're like me and you take perfect pictures every time.
Oh, whatever.
And what camera do you use again?
My cell phone.
At least Wayne now knows how to use a real deal. But anywho, Kamikaze was fun.
We will have some video up eventually.
Yes.
Eventually. Yeah.
Still working with the videos.
Hey, it happens. It happens. You can't really get most of that. But yeah, good old Stan Lee.
Oh, yes.
I was going to wait until he put up the video about his announcement, but I guess we can do it now.
Feel free, Jesse.
Okay, so you guys will see the video once I post the video up. I still have to edit it and make it all pretty looking. But Stanley did make a surprise announcement on Saturday. He had his panel up on the main stage earlier in the day, and then they had a contest. After the contest, he went back down to the floor, and he made a surprise announcement for all the press, which was us included.
Yeah.
And he announced that he's going to be holding a global contest. And what the contest will be is the search for his biggest fan. Very much like his original search for superheroes in that TV show, Stan Lee Superhuman.
Yes, yes.
Very much like that, but he's going to be searching for his
ultimate fan.
His biggest fan. So,
in conjunction with LiveJournal.
Yeah, it's going to be in conjunction with LiveJournal. Thank you. I was getting to that.
No, you weren't.
Sure was.
Hey, come on. Let's go.
But, yeah, it is in conjunction with LiveJournal. And the winner, whenever that's deemed, and whoever that may be, will receive an all-expenses-paid trip to Hollywood. That's not a bad deal.
Nope.
Never is a bad deal.
Unless you live in Hollywood, then it's kind of null and void.
Yeah, not like when we were in Hawaii and I was here on the trip. Like, where's the trip to Hawaii?
Yeah.
You're stupid!
Like, we're already here. But, yeah, so that was announced. So stay tuned for that. We're not sure when that's supposed to be starting up, but.
Yes.
It's bound to be pretty interesting.
Let's see how many psychopaths we see on TV. A lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Creepers.
Yeah, as Jesse said, we're going to have videos up. Pictures are going to be up, or already up.
Pictures are up, videos will be coming soon.
Yep, there you go, sorry. A little too tired. Typical Wednesdays around here. Okay, anywho, so, well, this week I've been playing, well, for me, I've been playing a whole lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest. I actually got Dr. Octopus this time. He's okay. But I also got female Thor.
Oh,
man. Man, she is kick-ass. Her animation's pretty cool and whatnot. Speaking of female Thor, we actually did see a female Thor.
A few of them.
Yeah, and also a Stan Lee.
A few of those.
Cosplayers. I've never seen one. That's actually the first time seeing one. We actually dressed this white boy up as Stan Lee for Comic-Con.
They can't see which white boy you're pointing to. There are two white boys in the room at this point.
The skinny white boy with the redneck accent.
Oh, okay.
With the beard and long hair, looks like a pedophile.
Hey.
Okay, so other than that, I've been playing Capcom vs. SK2 for the Dreamcast system. I actually went to my friend's pad on Sunday. We had our first to 50 session. I don't know why I said yes, but I kicked his ass. 47 to 50. All right, and other than that, that's been it for me. I'm still gameless at this time. My TV shot. My TV with the... With the three prongs.
took a dump on me. So that's all right. My brother's gonna give his old one.
Hey, we might give you ours.
Why?
Hey, you'll need it.
We're gonna need TV.
You'll need it.
Yeah, we're gonna need TV.
All right. For the pedo. Next. Wayne.
Well, I'd done a little bit of more Forza Horizon 2, just a little bit, just a little before bit. We left on the weekend.
6 hours.
probably. No, wait, that was probably 8 hours.
Shit, really?
Yeah, because I slept for half of it. No, I'm kidding. also, I did a little bit of Angry Birds Transformers on the way up to
Kamikaze.
Kamikaze. And that's
that was kind of interesting of a game.
I heard about it coming out, and I didn't really pay much attention to it because I was like, okay, it's gonna be another Angry Birds Star Wars kind of mixed match game. It's not gonna be anything really super special.
Angry Birds Star Wars is the bomb.
It's fun to play. Don't get me wrong, but it's the same format. It's the same type of game. It doesn't really mix things up that much.
Why change? Never mind.
But Angry Birds Transformers takes it to a different level. It's actually on rails, and you actually have to aim and shoot as your character is running.
But just pretty much just tap and go.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Anyways, you try to hit the targets and transform and avoid obstacles and stuff. I thought it was kind of interesting that it's like, it doesn't seem to have like an Autobot versus Decepticon. It's really just, you know, eggheads versus both the pigs and the birds and Transformers disguises.
Okay, because it makes interesting person.
Because it's actually described as birds in disguise as robots in disguise.
Oh, okay.
Birds.
Developers at Rio, right?
Huh?
Rio Development that
yeah.
did that?
Other than
stay
that,
off the drugs.
Yeah. Other than that, I did play, of course, the more Marvel Avengers Alliance. I'm still trying to recruit Blade off that game and Morbius.
Really? Morbius in that game?
He's one of the special characters. I gotta try to unlock this special ops. I got about 20 days left. I might make it. some more, a little bit of Doctor Who, a little bit of Transformers Legends, and a little bit of G.I. Joe Battlegrounds, which I'll talk more about that game later on.
Okay.
Hey. Speaking of birds.
Bird. Bird's the word.
Yeah.
No games. Okay.
Actually, kind of. I mean...
Just speak it. Speak it.
Editing Wayne's picture is kind of a game.
Not really editing, just deleting.
Deleting his picture.
Delete. You delete. And I. Delete. Oh, maybe I'll delete this. Okay. Refresh. Oh, there it is. Gone. Next. Delete.
That one was going on, and I was like, the picture is not available. I'm like, I haven't even deleted one yet.
Next time, just hit refresh.
Okay. Anyway, I guess I'm...
Delete!
Mostly mobile games. We're still playing... Battlecats.
Yeah.
Yep. They added a whole bunch of new content. Like, so in addition to the main storylines, the main chapters, they added these limited time chapters that run one of the months for like a month, and the other one runs daily as of right now. So it's pretty interesting. It's pretty damn hard too.
Yeah, it's really hard. Actually.
It's really hard. Between that, I've been trying to play. Probably haven't mentioned it, but last month, Avenged Sevenfold came out with their first mobile game. Deathbat, Hail to the King. It's an RPG game. Free to download.
It actually looks and plays a lot like Warcraft.
Oh, I am so there.
Interesting.
It's actually pretty legit, and it's
I am
got
so there.
All of Avenged Sevenfold music in 8-bit format.
Yes!
And they even made some songs just for the game, so if you're a fan of 8-bit metal music.
Okay.
Check it out. If you're a fan of Avenged Sevenfold, definitely check it out. If you happen to like RPGs and if you're into the whole World of Warcraft thing, style, scene.
It gets challenging.
It gets a
really?
Little bit challenging.
Okay.
Yeah. We still haven't made it past the first chapter. Anyways.
Yeah, I mean, that's what she's been playing. Myself, I haven't really done a damn thing lately. More Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
I've been trying to level up my rogue. I'm level 20 now. I just actually hit level 20 before I came here, which is what I was doing when
you were sitting on your ass
playing my game, leveling up. That's what you do.
I told you to be here early. Well, normal time, like, I don't know, maybe.
whatever.
High five.
It was traffic.
Yeah, there was traffic.
Yeah, there was actually pretty bad traffic in here. But anyway, that's besides the point.
That's normal.
And a deep fried Klondike bar.
Deep fried Klondike bar.
Interesting.
Sorry.
Go out with a bang.
Fuck yeah. But so I'm like, Rogue is level 20 now. That's pretty much all I've been playing. That, some Super Smash Bros. For 3DS. Trying to brush back up after my my sad loss at the Smash Bros. Tournament.
Sorry to laugh, but...
Which isn't really so sad because I lost to the dude who took first place, so I'm not too worried about it. It took a first place winner to knock me out.
And he picked Rob.
Yeah, he plays with Rob. I mean, he picked Rob and he just ran me up and down that level like it was nothing.
Well, just imagine if that wasn't his main character.
It wasn't.
That was so scary.
He played, what was the final match, was between Standard Samus and Shulk. Shulk was his main. That's who he played as in the final. And he rocked it. He rocked it, man. But Rob, man, he ran circles around me. It was sad. I was playing as Little Mac, too. And Little Mac is probably one of my better characters. It was either between Little Mac and Link.
Little Mac.
Little Mac, Link, and Jigglypuff are usually my three main characters that I can play with.
Fucking Jigglypuff, you pink puffin' bastard!
Alright.
Not to be confused with the other pink bastard.
Kirby. But, yeah, so... What?
Puff.
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 But yeah.
Shut up.
We're playing some Smash Bros. For 3DS. Getting hyped again for Smash Bros. For Wii U. And getting even more hyped for Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
And I hope...
which comes out in about a week.
And I hope they get that same hype for EVO 2K15. Because I tell you what, though, those Smash Boys know how to hype shit up. Alright, so... That's all we've been playing this week, and let's see what we got for the news this week, Wayne.
We got a bunch of random stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, Fidel, you saw the trailer for Five Nights at Freddy's 2?
So we were talking about Five Nights at Freddy's last week, and then...
The week before that.
And he introduced me the week before that. Man, I'm hooked into it. Yeah, I got to Night 5.
Nice.
Not nice. I jumped out of my fucking seat, man.
There's a method. I'll show you after the podcast. I'll show you what you need to do.
All right. Yes, Five Nights at Freddy's Part 2. The reason why I'm stuttering is because, man.
By the way, that is officially greenlit.
Yes.
We were talking about it last podcast that they were looking for the green light.
Yep. And we discussed about it during
our drive up to Kamikaze.
Yep.
They're officially greenlit. They got the go-ahead. And
that was quick, too.
It was
quick. That was days apart. Sure.
It was quick. But they got the green light, and they got the green light in first place out of 2,000. So they were first of 2,000 other games that were going for the green light, and they ended in first place, and they were the first to get a green light.
And, wow. and I wouldn't be surprised, you know. I mean,
I'm really not surprised.
Yeah.
But now Scott's buckling down. He's going to finish up the game. And he's looking to release it next year.
Wow.
Damn that trailer. If you guys haven't seen it, go and watch it. Type in Five Nights at Freddy's Part 2. Or Five Nights.
Or you're probably better off just...
Steam.
Yeah, if you just go on to Steam, the trailer is right there on the page. So you can go there. Yeah, if you're more of a YouTube kind of person, go on to YouTube and look up the creator, Scott Cawthon. Last name Cawthon. Look that up, and...
There's also gameplays of the first one. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. News.
So let's start out with our favorite type of consumers, the Apple crazy people.
I was an Apple guy. I wasn't that stupid or crazy.
Are you sure?
But you were the one that has the smartphone with no data plan.
Hey, I didn't need a data plan at the time.
But why do you have to bum off Wi-Fi every time you go somewhere out of your Wi-Fi zone? You're laughing because you know it's true. Shut up and read it.
I was only on trips. Anyways,
the other day.
This is a new virus that's starting to hit out. It's kind of new in the effect that it actually can affect iPhone applications as well as OS X. So basically any Apple device is suspect to being infected by this. It's called WireLurker.
Yep. That's mostly hidden iOS device and iOX that you said, right?
So far, they know of about 400 infected apps that have been downloaded about 350,000 times.
What app was that?
They don't, well, 400 different apps that have been infected. This it came from like a Chinese app store at some point.
Damn Chineses.
So be aware, if you run an Apple device, whether it be iOS or OS X, be cautious of what you're downloading, and be aware, you're not invulnerable to viruses. You never were. Yeah, moving on, we'll talk about some Halo.
Okay. So, here we go. This one's, well, for you, Wayne, because you're a Halo guy.
Well, Phil Spencer has come out saying that...
Spencer?
Oh, okay, that guy.
All right, keep going.
Has actually saying that Halo Wars back in 2009 was underappreciated. You know, they had some incredibly good cinematics in it. The gameplay design, the controls, that all worked pretty well. I was a fan of the game, even though it wasn't really the kind of game I really played at the time. Still not a big fan of that kind of style game for the most part, but yet it plays well. You know, they did sell over a million copies, but it just didn't quite get the success they were hoping for on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, being that they're talking about it, they may have some ideas for a future thing there, but nothing under being announced. Other than that, we'll move into a little bit of PC here.
Here we go. This is for you again, Mr. Windows.
Yeah, so Microsoft's talking about gaming on the PC. Basically, Spencer again has been quoted during a Major Nelson podcast here that we haven't told our full story about gaming on Windows. I've said a couple of times that as the head of Xbox inside of Microsoft, also the head of gaming for Microsoft. Basically sees those two things in sync. So PC and Xbox. So Microsoft apparently has quite a bit in the store for 2015 on the PC. So he's got quite a bit ready to go. We've got, of course, Windows 10 that was already announced, but I'm guessing that's going to play a big role in gaming in the future of Windows.
Windows 10, all right.
Along with DirectX 12 coming.
Nice!
Yeah.
DirectX 11 is so... Yeah, I can say it. All right, so here we go. Xbox One's holiday 2015 slate is so stuffed that Microsoft may need to delay something. Yeah, that's kind of the devil in disguise for them.
Yeah.
So this year, so the line of games coming to Xbox One fall of 2015 is pretty much packed right now, and Microsoft may need to shift some of the titles to 2016. So pretty much move it back a bit more so that the games are released during the next year's holiday season. So pretty much hopefully not Halo 5, which I doubt they will, but you'll never know. So what else you got to be so?
We know about Halo 5, of course,
mm-hmm.
Rise of Tomb Raider, Quantum Break.
I'm not really looking forward to Quantum Break.
Scalebound could be coming around that time too.
Okay.
We also know of a new Gears of War game that's being in production. that's a very good time frame for that. Fable Legends is coming out sometime in 2015.
Another Fable
game.
Show me.
There's another game from Rare that's being pushed pretty soon.
Really? Rare?
And, of course, another unannounced title that is being teased as a game that's going to push boundaries. So, they've got a lot on their plate for the next year, and a lot of it looks like it's going to be coming around to the holidays. But, hey, you know.
We'll see how that one goes. Hopefully not Halo 5, that's all I ask you not to do. And Jesse, you want to take this one right here?
Sure. Alright, so, excuse me.
What?
I'm
coming through.
I'm back here. Hold on.
Hello.
I'm getting there. Okay.
Next.
Alright. Oh, okay, this is much better. Alright, hope everybody can hear me okay.
You're right in front of the mic.
Yeah, well.
I can't hear you.
Shut up, Wayne. I can hear you. All right, so yeah, so the Internet Arcade is going to be going live, or is already live, and it's basically a giant emulator that lets you play over 900 other classic arcade games.
It's over 900! Sorry, I'm always...
Get out! Get out! Go face the corner across the street.
I think I'm going to need to hop on there and play some Super Zaxxon.
Oh, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Alright.
But yeah, so 900 classic arcade games directly from your browser, and it's all free.
Who doesn't love a free game, right?
Yeah.
But especially yeah, it's all thanks to the Internet Archive. It's a San Francisco-based nonprofit that collects web pages, text, audio, and other information that exists in digital formats. Some games that you would see are Dig Dug, Galaga, Golden Axe. Looking here, you see Super Pac-Man, Superbike, Stargate. Which one's that one? I can barely read it.
Yeah,
so oh, yeah, Super, Super Grinder. Rally X, that's a good one. Yeah. Samurai, Ring Fighter, Red Alert. Man, there's so many readers.
Robotron.
Yeah.
Wait, someone say Red Alert?
Yeah, Red
Winner.
Alert. Red Alert. Q-Bert. There you go.
Another classic
Street,
right there.
Street Fighter 2.
Fighter 2.
George, if you listen to this, you know what to do.
Space Dungeon, Shark Attack. Survival. There's just so many games. It's,
yeah.
It's
Stargate, Star Trek.
No way we'd be able to list all nine.
Starfire.
These are just some ideas of some of them that are here. Sky Kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, of the roughly 900 games, some are pretty pretty weird shape. Vector games are an issue. Scaling is broken for some of them, and some of them have control mechanisms that are just not going to be going to translate to the keyboard or maybe even a joypad. But man, you know this so many are good. And so many are just, you know, playing good enough that you'll be able to play them without really any problem. And depending on your computer, even right off the browser, it's pretty quick. It almost feels like it's perfect emulation. But
yeah, I'm looking forward to getting on there and getting playing something. So,
but yeah, so definitely check that out, Internet Archive, and then choose your poison.
Choose your poison wisely.
Poisons. Yeah.
Alright, so this year, of course, you know how during the winter time there's always Winter Games, Winter X Games at Aspen.
Well,
winter.
Sounds like you're saying winter.
Winter.
Winter, right. Winter, chicken, winter.
No.
I'm leaving.
And, I think that was worse than mine.
See you guys next week.
Adios. So as we discuss about the Winter X Games, it's you know, the typical snowboard, ski, all that downhill slope and whatnot. Well, there's a twist to it this year. Counter-Strike Tournament is going to be held at X Games Aspen. It's going to be held again. Sorry, I'm going to do that again. It's going to be held at Winter X Games in Aspen this year. This is going to be the Global Offensive, which is one of my favorite games. The tournament will be held in Extreme Sports Festival in the coming January, in about 2 months from now? 2 months, a month and a half from now, give or take. So pretty much a typical MLG had previously partnered with ESPN, which is pretty cool. And this is the first time ever in X Games in Austin, so earlier this year. And so I guess they're going to bring it up again for Aspen this year. So yeah. Let's see how this one goes. I mean, it was fun watching it. It's kind of weird seeing MLG at ESPN. It kind of, you know, like...
Yeah.
What the hell? Really? Yeah. Alright.
Forza Horizon 2. We've got the Falcon Car Pack coming out here. which means we're getting the 2014 Alfa Romeo 4C, a 2014 BMW M4 Coupe,
2014 Chevrolet SS, 1988 Lamborghini Jalpa. Ooh.
Yeah.
One of my favorite cars, a 1969 Toyota 2000 GT, and a 1990 Subaru Legacy RS. For all players,
yeah.
What?
So if you don't, even if you don't buy the car pack, you still get the Subaru for free.
Awesome.
Yeah.
At least you get something out of it.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting those downloaded pretty soon here.
PS4.
Yes, yeah.
Here you go. We were talking about this last time, remember?
This is This is all me right here. Well, last time we were talking about the update for PlayStation 4.
Yeah. And
Was the 2.0.
Yeah.
Now with 2.0, there was a bit of an issue with the. Rest mode, which is basically putting your PlayStation to sleep mode. Tell them about what happens, what you're supposed to be, you're supposed to do, but yet people do the wrong way.
Well, yeah, okay, so we made that mention last podcast where there were some people that would shut off their system pull the plug for the power before the system actually shut down. And that would cause some errors and corruption and stuff like that. Well,
data gets erased.
But that's on the user side.
Yeah.
With this, there seems to be an issue with rest mode on the system software 2.00 that seems to have been pretty
scary.
Yeah. It
basically prevented your console from turning back on after it entered rest mode.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a pretty big deal breaker. But once they started getting bombarded with complaints, they put out an official Twitter that said, PlayStation Software Update 2.01 is coming soon and will address issues some users have encountered when powering on the system from rest mode. Well, that went live, I believe it was yesterday. So version 2.01 is out. If you have your PlayStation and you haven't put it on sleep mode yet, don't until you update to 2.01. I don't. So yeah. I haven't had the problem. That's why I really didn't know about the problem until now. But I'm okay with that.
We seem to have done it with you.
Yep. Now, moving on to
one of our classics, growing up.
Oh, absolutely.
All four of us in here. We also hate the idiot behind the grass area if you miss a certain target. So, you guys know what we're talking about. Super Nintendo Entertainment classic game called Duck Hunt's coming to the Wii U. I hope there's a mode to shoot the dog this time.
Yeah, probably not.
It's coming to the virtual console,
so it's just the original game. But they did announce that it was going to be coming out to the virtual console during the Nintendo Direct earlier today. Right after they let out the reveal trailer for Duck Hunt for Super Smash Bros. For Wii U. So they've officially announced Duck Hunt for Super Smash Bros. For Wii U.
Yep.
Which, if you have the 3DS, you'll know he's one of the unlockable characters anyway. So I've already known he was going to be in the game. I was just waiting for the official reveal trailer if they were going to make one or not.
Yep.
But they did, and it's actually a pretty ingenious reveal trailer. And then directly after that, that was when a prompt came up on the screen that said Duck Hunt was going to be coming to Virtual Console.
Yay!
However, also covered in the Nintendo Direct were several other major title games and features and DLCs and so on and so forth. Mainly just a bunch of, you know, a good plethora of stuff. Therefore, I'm going to dub this podcast the Nintendo Podcast. So much stuff to talk about for Nintendo.
Oh, yes. Next, which is our favorite game. I actually did play it now, and Wayne's been playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Inching more towards getting a Wii U because of this game, other than Zelda.
Because you played it in the ride-up to Kamikaze, didn't you?
No, actually, I was playing Zelda.
Oh, you're talking about Hyrule Warriors?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were talking about Mario Kart 8. Okay.
No, I played it before.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a great game. Great for ending friendships, too.
Yeah. But mark my eye.
But Mario Kart 8 DLC, the release dates and tracks have been revealed. And it looks like Mario Kart Tracks, Racers, and other special carts for the Wii U game is going to begin on November 13th.
And today is, remember, the 5th of November. So.
Yeah, so. Today was a pretty good day for Nintendo. They announced the first round of DLC will be coming in November.
Yeah.
Which will be, like I said, on the 13th. And that's going to include three new racers, as well as some new carts and tracks.
Yeah, eight new tracks.
The three new racers are Link, a cat costume for Princess Peach, and the Tanuki costume for Mario.
This should be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And two new carts is going to be F-Zero's Blue Falcon.
Dope.
If you guys weren't sure, that's Captain Falcon's actual race car.
Yeah.
And an Epona-themed bike. It's going to be known as the Master Bike.
Sick!
And it's going to be Link's bike, but I'm pretty sure you'll be able to play with other characters. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Master Bike is pretty cool because it looks like it's Epona. but it's all blue.
It's all blue.
Right, but it looks like it has the horse head. It almost looks like a chess piece kind of horse head in the front. And it's got the Hylian shield on either side.
Yeah. It's on both sides.
Yeah, I think it's on either side. I may be mistaken. It might only be on one side, but I think it's on both sides.
I think it's pretty
legit. And then some of the other tracks that they announced are going to be Mute City with the original music.
Woohoo!
An Excitebike themed track, which...
That's going to be awesome.
Most notably is a portion of the track where it actually zooms out and it shows a side view, just like Excitebike, and it shows the racers going through the track. So it looks very much like Excitebike, and that's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah.
A Hyrule Castle themed track.
Of course, we're going to get another Rainbow Road. Yeah.
Screw you, Rainbow Road. Screw you to hell.
The F-Zero track is pretty legit.
Oh, yes.
It looks amazing.
It looks like the game if they actually did remake it out. And man, the detail on this is really nice.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like one of the most recent F-Zero games as far as graphics and details go. But just like every other track where normally it would have the arch over the start line where it just said Mario Kart 8 or whatever.
Yeah.
For these new theme tracks, it'll say what the theme is for. In this F-Zero one, it actually took the original design from the Super NES version.
Yep.
And has put it up there. So it says F-Zero in the same design, same graphics as the Super NES version.
Nice.
Which is a great homage. But they also announced Amiibo compatibility.
Yes.
Yep. And how it'll fit into Mario Kart 8. Now, did you guys watch the Direct?
No.
Okay. Yes, I did.
You watched it?
I skipped of it.
Okay. And you haven't watched it? Okay. So check this out. You have the Amiibos, right? If you take the Amiibo and you scan it into the game, it'll unlock a costume for your Mii. And the costume is going to be themed to that character. And it's not just going to be like just a shirt and a helmet, even though it is just a shirt and a helmet. They are designed. Like, Fox will have the helmet. It's going to have the Fox ears. His outfit's going to be just like Fox's outfit.
Nice.
It's not just a skin. It's an actual, like, 3D costume. So that one's pretty awesome. But yeah, the ones that are the full roster of usable Amiibos are going to be Mario, Luigi, Link, Princess Peach, Yoshi, Donkey Kong, Captain Falcon, Kirby, Samus, and Fox. Now, there's going to be other DLCs that are going to be coming on later to include some tracks and playable characters, mainly the Villager from Animal Crossing and Isabel from Animal Crossing.
Nice.
So you can probably expect an Animal Crossing track sometime when that gets released.
Yeah.
But it looks like the price for each one separate is going to be $7.99.
Typical.
$7 for DLC 1 and $7.99 for DLC 2, but they're going to have a combo special where you can get both of them for $12.
That's what I did.
Yo!
Already pre-ordered.
Yep, so you can go on right now if you already have the game, check it out. You'll notice that you'll have an icon in the top of your screen, as well as when you go to your character select, you'll notice that Link, Dry Bowser, Villager, Isabel, they're all going to be already lined up on the bottom of your roster screen, but there's going to be a padlock on them, showing that they're still locked for your DLC.
Yeah.
You can access the shop via in-game menu, or just go to the Nintendo eShop, and you'll be able to download the combo pack or whichever one of the two you would like. I would recommend just go with the combo pack if you're going to be getting both of them anyway.
Might as well.
Just pick one that you want and leave the other one alone.
I'll be the devil and say just get all of them.
Yeah, I mean...
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
It's $12, so...
It's
buy one, get one half off. You might as well. But, yeah, that was announced. Also, the time has finally come. Nintendo has finally gone in and confirmed that The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask will be remade for the 3DS. And you can expect the release date to be sooner than anticipated.
Yeah.
The Majora's Mask 3DS, or I'm sorry, Majora's Mask 3D. Excuse me.
Right on me too, thanks bud.
Well, you're standing there. You'll be alright.
That's what he's here for.
Yeah, you're my...
Just like your... No, never mind.
You're my blockade. All right, so... But yeah, so Majora's Mask 3D is going to be released spring of 2015.
Woohoo!
Now the...
Right around the corner.
Now it's going to have improved visuals and bug faces just like Ocarina of Time 3D, but they didn't confirm whether or not there would be any additional content or whether anything else is going to be added into the game. Pricing hasn't been discussed, but if you think standard, you know, 3DS pricing, you're looking at around $39.99, $40.
$30, $40.
Yeah. So you can expect that. But staying on the subject of Zelda, they confirmed what the amiibo compatibility is going to be for Hyrule Warriors as well. Hyrule Warriors amiibo compatibility will be, if you scan any amiibo other than Link, it will unlock a random weapon, material, or item or something in the game for you.
Wow.
Awesome. However, if you scan in the Link figurine, it's going to unlock a new exclusive weapon for Link. And if you're familiar with Twilight Princess, it's going to unlock the... What was it called? The... Oh, what a total buzzkill. I don't remember what it was called. It was the top, the grinder top that you stood on and spun around.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it in the Gerudo Desert, and I cannot remember for the life of me what the name was. I just had it, and I forgot what it was. But
it happens.
Yeah. But that is the exclusive weapon that you'll be able to unlock in Hyrule Warriors if you scan in your Link amiibo. So they finally gone in and clarified what the amiibo compatibility is going to be. You're not going to be able to play with some of the other fighters.
That's
a lot of people were hoping. But
yeah.
But hey, it happens.
But it looks like that. That top is going to be pretty intense.
A godlike top? We'll see.
It's going to be pretty intense. Now, I don't know if you want to cover this one.
This is for you right here. There's no S's in here.
You sure?
Actually, there's a couple S's. But I'm sure you'll be fine.
Say Sinister 66.
Uh-oh.
All right or not.
I believe in you.
Believe in me?
Now believe in me who believes in you.
What's the release date for this again?
For what? For what? What are we talking about?
For the thing on the screen, for Kingdom Hearts 11.5.
Oh.
Alright, Kingdom Hearts 11.5 or 2.5, whichever you want to read it as.
2.5.
11.5.
2.5!
No! 11.5, see? Look at that. 11.5. Does that not say 11.5?
Okay.
It said 11.5.
It all depends on whether you're Roman or not.
Well, they're mixing streams here.
That's true.
Come on, just give me a release date. That's all I want.
I don't know if there is a release
date. Yeah, I don't think there's a release
date. Read it!
Anyway!
But there is something else.
Okay, so Kingdom Hearts, you know, recently, what, a year ago, 2 years ago, they did the Kingdom Hearts 1.5 HD remix, which basically combines a couple of the Kingdom Hearts game into an HD remix.
Typical.
Alright, so, you know, just typical Squeenix things, reworking their games, combining the US version with the Japanese version, adding extended storylines and different footage and stuff like that.
It's pretty much saying, we're gonna rob you real quick.
Yes and no.
They're giving you some good stuff, though.
They do give you some pretty good things. I mean, Squeenix is pretty good with that. They treat their people pretty well when it comes to their collector's edition.
Yep.
Previously, the only collector's edition that was announced for Kingdom Hearts 11.5 was you get an art book with it, you get a fancy case.
A steel bookcase.
Uh-huh. Steel bookcase, pretty fancy things. But recently, today actually, they just announced a brand new special edition that's going to be coming stateside. I believe it got announced for Europe as well, too. Previously, this was only for Japan. But it
Screw
is...
Japan.
Right. It's available on the Square Enix website. And it's $100. Which is about $40 more than the previous collector's edition. But it comes with, obviously, the game Kingdom Hearts... Oh, hold on. Ah! Comes with Kingdom Hearts 2.5 and Kingdom Hearts 1.5. Comes with Ooh. The art book for both of them, and it comes with a steel bookcase. In addition to that, you're going to be getting a Heartless plush. Pretty cute looking thing there. I believe there's another one that said it came with a figurine too, but I don't see a figurine for this.
No, I don't. Didn't see anything of that.
The plush took this.
Yeah, I think the plush took the place of the figurine, but the figurine is also available by itself. It's a pretty cool looking figurine if you're into Figmas and stuff like that. It's the Playouts figurine, so it's got the super high detail and everything like that. But here's the exact rundown of what it comes with. So you're going to get Kingdom Hearts 1.5 Remix and Kingdom Hearts 2.5 Remix of the game disc, Collector's Steelbook Case, Collector's Edition Box. I'm gonna get a Shadow Heartless 9.4. That's a random number too.
Yeah.
9.4 inch tall plush toy. You're gonna get a Disney collectible pin featuring Sora and Mickey, which is pretty cool. Let's see. Yeah, it's just like, it's a lot like the pins you collect at Disneyland, but it's, yeah, it's a lot longer. So the pin's height stretched out to 1.68 inches, so it's a pretty big pin.
Yeah.
Pretty fancy. And then, of course, you get your 30-page art book and dust jacket, which is pretty cool if you're a collector, if you're a big fan of Kingdom Hearts, like, you know, the East Coast part of this team.
Those guys are true hardcore Kingdom Hearts fans.
You get the true Kingdom Hearts. Yeah, you know, us here, we're a little more casual about it. What else? The game, if you don't know what it is, what the green mix is going to come with, it's obviously going to come with Kingdom Hearts 2. It's going to have the extended mix from, like, the stuff that we didn't get that Japan got. It's also going to include Birth by Sleep, which is the PSP game, Kingdom Hearts game, that takes place... The timeline's all weird. I don't even want to get into it. If you really need to get into it, ask Kim.
There you go.
Ask Kim or Emily. They'll tell you all about it.
We'll make them do a video to talk about it.
Yeah, they'll explain the timeline of Kingdom Hearts.
Goodness. It's like Jesse and I trying to explain the timeline of
Legend of Zelda. Yeah,
from beginning to now.
That's fun.
And then trying to fit in where Hyrule Warriors takes place and...
Yeah.
If it even fits into the timeline.
I know.
I have my own speculations for that, by the way.
Either way, it gets pretty intense. Birth by Sleep, a lot of people have not played Birth by Sleep because they didn't like how, you know, Square Enix was doing that thing with Kingdom Hearts for a while where 1 and 2 came out on the PlayStation 2.
You better be happy it came out at all.
And then, you know, you had...
that's all I gotta say.
358 Days came out on...
Yeah. Was 350 or 368 too?
Something like that. Whatever. Some numbers over two came out for the DS.
That's a winner right there.
And then you had Recoded that came out on the DS. And then The Lone Survivor, Birth by Sleep, came out on the PSP. A lot of people didn't feel like buying all those consoles, so a lot of people didn't play Birth by Sleep. But as Kim and Emily will tell you, that game is crucial to the Kingdom Hearts story. So definitely, if you haven't played the game, if you don't have a PSP, the 2.5 remix might be something to look into.
Nice. Well, next week we're getting Halo Master Chief Collection coming out. And apparently there's a cutscene in there that was leaked, not on purpose, from a gentleman on Reddit.
Well, usually a leak indicates it's not meant to be.
Yeah. So the Twitch stream, apparently it's been reported that, you know, he didn't realize he was streaming it and he quickly turned it off. That's why we only saw so much of it. But it shows a new character, Agent Locke, who is getting ready to, was trying to find and hunt down the Spartan. So we're kind of...
The real question is
the Spartan the Spartan that we think it is?
Well, no shit.
It is.
It is.
You know.
What are you going to say? It is. Yeah.
It's got to be. But if you look at this video, if you get a chance to see it, it's got some incredible graphics. The Arbiter looks really nice. I mean, it's pretty realistic looking.
Real good looking.
Yeah.
I'm not even an Xbox dude. I stopped playing Halo after Halo 2. I even tried Halo 3 and pretty much dropped it after that. But I watched the preview or the clipped cutscene, and it's actually it is very nice. It's a very gorgeous looking game.
Yeah. So, other than that, last thing we'll pull up talk about a little bit here is G.I. Joe Battlegrounds, which we had a little bit of negative press coming out about this game recently.
Oh, that was you.
So, if you're not aware, G.I. Joe Battlegrounds was developed by Mobage, who is now Dina. Basically, it was the same company. They just changed names to make it a unified name across all their games and everything. It's a Android and iOS card game, battle game, where you travel through the missions and collect cards and build up your deck and so forth. Actually really well done. It's actually, in my opinion, it was better designed than Transformers Legends. A little more fun to play. However, this last month in October, what they decided to do was a month-long promotion to encourage users to make large purchases to, you know, get a lot of coins to redeem them and get some heavy-duty characters, right? Meanwhile, some of the community was kind of concern about this because it seemed kind of an odd thing to do for a month-long period like this. So they contacted support, and support kept coming back saying, yep, we got another event planned after this. You know, this is just our way of getting back to the community a little bit. And then November comes around, beginning of the month here, and we get a message on the game saying that the game will be shut down. So, essentially, they took all our money from October and then said, oh, wait, that's enough. We're getting shut down now. So, we've got until November 15th when they're going to officially end support, from what I understand, and then they will actually be shutting down the servers completely later in January. So, kind of a sad news for a game that was actually well-beloved in the community. A lot of people are really upset with this because, you know, they spend, you know, 50, yeah. 60 bucks, 100 bucks, or, you know, on these games, and boom, turn around and shut down, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a... That's a game breaker, man. That's
A lot of people are you know, obviously complaining about this, but a lot of them are going to the Apple Store and getting refunds from Apple and and from Google Play. And actually, I think the game's already been pulled from the Google Play Store at this point. And there's a lot of flack on Dina's page if you want to read through the comments. So
Not safe for work. Not safe to say it over here too. So.
Yeah, we'll keep this as friendly to listening ears as possible.
Yeah. So yeah, it's really, you know, sad to hear that these kind of things happen in the gaming community. It really makes it hard for gamers to trust companies to do this. So.
Developers.
Yeah. So, here's hoping that another developer decides to take up the mantle and keep the game going, but it's unlikely.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Did you buy it, Wayne?
Huh?
Did you buy it?
Well, the game's free to play, but I have spent money on it in the past.
Hey, we all spend money at some point.
Yeah, yep. But not on free games.
Yeah.
I have. I spent money on Battlecats.
Battlecats.
Hey!
Anyways, what else we got?
Well,
did anybody actually buy Call of Duty?
No.
I played it. Awesome. It's actually good, surprisingly.
Can you shoot a gun without hands?
We're not going to get into that.
No, play in traffic, please.
Roll in the traffic.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
No, no.
We did actually, we've hit a, obviously over our 400 likes. We're up to, 412 now?
415.
415?
I think so.
Goodness, where'd you guys all come from?
Where have you been?
We gotta thank you for all the people that actually liked us, that
nice.
That tagged yourself in our pictures that we took. It was great meeting all you guys, all new people.
Absolutely.
Yes, the cosplay over there was just insane.
I know.
How can I say this? The cosplay ball or the cosplay contest?
Cosplay contest was phenomenal.
Dude! Props up to...
everybody?
The Bioshock.
Oh, man.
Yes, it is. I was about to say props. Woo. More props to Bioshock. If you guys haven't seen the pictures that I posted up, look it up. You'll know why. You'll see Big Daddy over there.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Of course, that was a good our favorite one. Adam's family. Uncle. Dude, yo, legit.
That Uncle Fester, man. He took the stage and commanded respect.
He put the light bulb in his mouth, lit up, and just ran around like an idiot. Which is awesome.
Balancing the pint glass on his head.
The pint glass on his head.
Smoking and everything.
Ice water of dry ice with
it was just it was water. Amazing. Yeah, it was amazing.
Well worth it, in my opinion.
And then he just balanced it there and just kept hauling ass, just running.
Needless to say, you know, Kamikaze is relatively a new con. It's still considered a fairly small con, yep. I guess, by some standards.
Yep. I mean, this year marked its fourth year, so.
This was the fourth year, but it is definitely...
it's still awesome.
Definitely one of the, you know, up-and-coming cons. It's definitely very enjoyable. It's not so oversaturated to the point where you can't enjoy yourself anymore.
Yeah. Oh, not at all.
Sounds like one con here in San Diego.
Some one we won't talk about. And then,
Not yet,
anyways. We got a couple months to go for that. But, like I said, we had tons of fun. Everybody was super nice to us. Fun. Everybody was super awesome to talk to.
Indeed.
You guys rock.
I gotta say, props to our mascot Mage, who came as Peter Barker. I named him as Peter Barker. And who actually got more action from Yaya Han and Adrian Curry. You leave it on the idiot! Floor. Just leave it on the floor.
Way to ruin it. You're ruining Mage shine. So, yeah.
Mage's gonna bite you in the balls once, watch, before he leaves.
Jeez.
Vicious.
Wow, this guy.
But, yeah.
Yeah, Mage with a huge
very,
hit.
Very, very, very fun.
Mage had tons of fun.
He did.
Tons of fun. He had fun on Sunday as well.
He did. We ended up going back up on Sunday. We didn't stay very long because we got there very late. But it was just Mimi and I.
The rest of us were all tired as hell.
Yeah,
okay. we were tired.
We were burnt out after Saturday, but you know what?
Like, you know, we didn't
it was good. So we drove up again late on Sunday. You guys don't know we're based out of San Diego, so it's a bit of a drive for us to head up to LA. But yeah, we head up there late on Sunday, and we were able to look around, get some more pictures, and talk with some more people. And it was a great day. We picked up our Dreamcast, which is awesome.
We can't wait to do it again next year.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Whew. Hopefully we can stay a little longer.
Yeah.
This time we'll shoot for 3 days.
Or leave on time.
Leave on time. We end up just getting a hotel room up there.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Or leave on time.
Okay, alright, bud. You get your point. But I guess that's it. That marks the end
of this podcast. Yeah. Again, we want to thank everybody that tagged yourself again in our pictures. That said, what's up to us? Very friendly. Again, make sure to check out our Facebook page. Like us, share us, comment on us. Say hi, please.
Stay tuned. We're going to be having a little giveaway coming up soon.
And also, keep an eye on our main website for more articles coming up, more cosplay. More shenanigans. All right, always. Shenanigans never ends here. If it does, that means it's the end of the world.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
All right, so I guess, again, this is TwoShotsOfGeek.com, and here would be in the future, 8 bits at a time. All right, Five Nights at Freddy's, let's go.
See what he did there?